We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are starting 5 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yisoymim Ein Tzrichim Prosbul. Yisoymim don't need a prosbul. So we are in the Paiskim, that means Ketanim. Yisoymim Ketanim, if they have a chayiv, the father left them a chayiv, and they're collecting their father's chayiv, people owe them money, they don't need a prosbul by Shemitah. It doesn't cancel the chayiv, even though they don't write a prosbul. V'chein Tani Ram V'chama Yisoymim Ein Tzrichim Prosbul. What's the pshat? The Rav Gamliel or Beis Din or Yavien Shal Yisaimim. The Beis Din, and in those days Rav Gamliel was the Beis Din, they are like the fathers of Yisaimim, and therefore they have the right to collect the Chayiv. And since they have, they're appointed on the Chayiv, they are the trustees on the Chayiv, so therefore it's like Shter Haseim, Mesurim LeBeis Din. And by Shter Haseim, Mesurim LeBeis Din, we know there's no, Shvita does not cancel the Chayiv, and therefore, by Yisraim, they don't have to write a prosbul because it's automatically considered Mesir Shtaris to Beis Din. Tan Hasam, we learned to the Mishnah. We're continuing the whole, most of the blot, talking about prosbul. Once you mentioned prosbul, Stikad Olam, this is like the Gemara on prosbul, the Gemara on Masechta Shvius. Tan Hasam, we learned to the Mishnah on Shvius. Ein Kaisvim prosbul, Ela Ala Karka. You only could write a prosbul if you have Karka. That means that the Loiva has Karka. And the reason is, that usually someone does not lend money to someone unless the person has karka, because he wants to make sure, he wants to be certain he's going to get paid back. And it's a milsa de loy shchicha to lend money to someone who doesn't have karka. So therefore, since prosbul is tekan d'rabbanan, they only made it tekan d'rabbanan by milsa de shchicha. So the milsa de shchicha is the loyva has karka. So you don't write a prosbul, ela ala karka, only the loyva owns karka. Im ein loy, if he doesn't have karka, mizakeo b'seich sadeo kolshu. So the malva here, the loiva owes him, you know, $10,000, and it's the shvita is going to cancel the chayiv. So it's worth for him. What he does is he mizake to the loiva a little piece of his field, the kolshu, and that's enough that the loiva considered he has karka. And if he has that much karka, then already it's a milsa l'shchicha. Now what's the mile? V'kaim first gemara v'kaim kolshu. Amar v'chiba ashim rav. I feel a kalap shal kruv. Even a stalk of kruv that's attached to the ground, that's enough karka. Now, what's the pshat? The koshu karka is enough. So, like Rashi explains, Rashi says, "Vapi she'ein shava kol achayiv." This little piece of karka, gatari lekamer karka koshu. So we said the gemara before already. Even mali machat is enough because ma'isa katina da abaya. Because you keep on calling back and collecting that piece of karka. You come to the piece of karka and he says, you know what, I want to keep the karka, here's money. And you keep it going back and forth, keep it going back and back until you get that value. The Tosis is a little different. Tosis says, because the klal ain't oinol le karkoyos. There's no price for karkoyos. So this koshu karka, could technically, you could charge whatever you want with it. So there's no exact value to it, and therefore it could be worth the amount of the choy. So what does it say over here? When the loiva doesn't have money, so you mazaka a koshu to the loiva. So let me ask you something. Let the loiva say, I don't want it. Because now that you're giving me this piece of karka, now you're going to make me pay money, $10,000. You know, my uncle Tavis, I'll take, you keep your $5 worth of your property. I don't need it. Where's the schus? Mezakeo, he doesn't, you're doing the schus. Zochelam Zephono. So the Ran asked this kasha, and the Ran says that, you're right, if the guy is screaming over here and saying, I don't want it, then of course it's not a schus. But if not, then we see from here that if something's be'etzem aschus, even though the collateral damage is that it's no good, but if something's be'etzem aschus, it passes chia. It's be'etzem aschus to get a piece of property. That's aschus. So even though it turns out what happens is that, you know, indirectly you're losing out, that doesn't change aschus. So that's what Ron says. Ron says if he's screaming, he doesn't take it. But then he says, "Bekadni reli, do I the kaimo zochalam shayfonov kolad shadova be'atzmo aschus." Like the Ron. Because he says here, he becomes chayiv. He says, you know what? I can read daicha. It's not a raya. It's one of the coolest prosbul maybe. It's one of the coolest prosbul. Don't be a raya here to all of a shas that's called as chus. And the Meiri is a little different. The Meiri says that here it is a schus for him because it's a schus for him to have this, for loivas to have this, because we want people to be able to borrow money. So but generally, it's a schus for this to happen because therefore people will get loans easier. Al kaponim, that's the chiddush of Gemara. Zog Gemara Vaitam Rav Yehuda. They don't even have to give him a piece of property. Afilu hashilu makom atanav lekarayim. Even if you lent him a place to put his tanan karayim, kaisim la prosbul, which means like this. If the guy borrowed karka and he made a kinyan on it, the halacha is that's called enough having karka to have a Prozbul written on it. I what? That's it's a she'ila. It's not buying it. So Teretz says, Mepharsha said, Chuvas Rashi says already that if someone borrows something, he makes a kinyan in it, and he really has a borrow now for next month. So if he has a malva could collect that ishtamshus in the property, that use in the property for the next 30 days now. So it does have a shtickle way of collecting. Break the mara. Ainti, tell me, has shilu makom matanos enough? Ainti, vatoni hill. When Hill is discussing what type of karka is called karka, he says, in case of prosba el otzis nakov avad. You can write a prosba only on an otzis nakov, which is a perforated flower pot. There's a hole in the bottom of it, and therefore it's considered attached to the ground. So then that's karka. So it's mashma from Hillel. Nakov in, shei nakov loy. Davkov has a hole in it, but it's not nakov not. Amai, va'ikam ekoimai, l'chayra. You have the place of the otzis in a nakov. Good, you're right, not kabul karka, but you mashal the makom. You mashal the makom. If you said that you're lending the makom is enough, so here without the perforated flower pots be enough. L'tricha, our answer is the monach asichi. It was put on like a tripod on sticks, so it wasn't you weren't lending the ground. Frank, they were showing you, what do you mean? I lent the space to hold the sticks. So Ramban says that so insignificant, it doesn't even count. It's even less than kolshu. Others say it wasn't his sticks. Al-Kapanim, it's a tumble. But the bottom line is that you see from here, Otzis Nakov definitely works. Otzis Nakov should really be Mekai. My Terez is Monach Asichi. And Rav Ashi Taka Makle Gidma Dikla. He just was making a tree stump, and that was enough to write the Kosla Prozbal, to write the Prozbal on that. Now, Tosfos points out, even though he said the Vart is, it's a Milsla Shichit, lend someone money, he doesn't have karka, so now he has a flower pot, now I'm lend him money. So Tosfos says it's like a light plug. If you look at the top Tosfos, he says, the Milsla Shichit, he can't take away the karka. He get rid of that light plug, Rabbanim, and Kakari. Whatever is in karka, there's already a light plug on that.
Can we do this today?
What? What, to give a piece of karka? If God doesn't have karka, you could do it, yeah. You have to have someone else to makne it. So it doesn't say in our lashon hashtar, but only if the guy doesn't have karka. You have to have karka, yeah. We still have to have a karka. You can makne the guy karka. You could put it in the star, you makne him karka. What?
Only
Erev Roshana, you can make the guy karka. Okay, Erev Roshana, yeah. Not on Roshana, yeah. Erev Roshana, the second, it's after Shemitah, yeah, whatever Shemitah is with us, yeah.
You can't do it two months later.
You have to have karka. You have to own karka. The malva has to have karka. Give it to the loiva. Yeah, give it. I could be says in the star. So you look at the stars. Certain stars have it. It's not the ikar star. The ikar star is v'sharani lechem plainy diyanim kol chavayisav shesh v'yadi. That's the ikar loshon. It could be have a loshon like that if you need karka, but you need someone else to be zaychev. It doesn't really help just saying it. So tomorrow vayter, rabbanon the bear of Ashi mashim milayu lahadadi. They didn't even write a prosbol. They just said over, I'm giving you over my chayvos. I'm giving you over my chayvos. It was to Rav Chiya Ba'aba. You don't need anything else. And what's happening here is, we have a four, Rav Nachman had said that if it would be up to me, I'll be mekayim it. The Gemara says, what does it mean mekayim it? It's mekayim vayvit. The Gemara says, even if you didn't write it, it could cost of dami. So these Amorayim took that seriously, and they held they don't have to write it down. You can just do it b'mili. You could just say I'm being meisus to Reisav, and that's enough. Now the Rishonim speak out already. You need a bezdin. So you need at least two people. At least two people have four. One man the other two is enough. So at least you need at least two people. There's only one. There was two people here. The Rambam says it has to be dafko or to be the chami. I do this. But the Rosh speaks out that it could be the chiddush of this Gemara Gufa is that even though the Bezdin wasn't like Bezdin, the Ami Rav Asi, like we have before, that's the chiddush. But they do have to write something. He maybe argues a little bit on Rashi. He says, not a raya that it means here that they actually didn't give over any star, didn't write any stars. All it means is that there was Soymech on. So the mashma the hani meroy basroy less to have smooth amal kasvina prosbal beidina the suroy beidina the aradai. They hold the chiddush was here that even though you're giving over in front of these Amaroi, if it's not this, the main Bezdin, that's enough.
Who's the Chiddush right before that?
Which Chiddush? That's a good question. The Chiddush is the whole halacha that even a kolshu. That was just an example. It's actually an example of something that's a kolshu that works. Tanu Rabbanan wasn't a member, it was a story. Tanu Rabbanan, Ainli Karka, Ainloi Karka. If he has no Karka, which is the Loiva has a Karka, well, Arav has a Karka, but the Arav has a Karka. It's enough, Kaisvila Prozbul, write the Prozbul. Loi v'lo arev, him and the co-signer don't have karka, I'm karka. V'lechayev loi lesha karka. That means the best of the loi has karka. If he has no karka, if his arev has karka, it's good also because it's still mitzvah shichah because you go to arev to collect. What about if someone is, the Arav and him don't have karka, but there is someone who owes him money, owes the Leiva money, who has karka. Koisvila prozvah, grata prozvah. Why? Because the famous Shavuot of the Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, Tanya Rosson, Eimer, v'nayil nosh v'chaveir mono, v'chaveir, v'chaveir roi. How do you know that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, so then the halacha is, it's like Reuven owes Levi money, take from Reuven, give it to Levi. We dash in this pasuk, whoever is due the money, it goes to him, even though it's going through that guy, it's still called Shavu Rav Nosson. Even Reuven said to Levi, I don't have nothing to do with you. But no, so what? If Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, Levi can be Tevea from Reuven. So here in this case, if Reuven has karka, then Levi could write a principle with Shimon, because Levi could go to Reuven, and Reuven has karka, so therefore that's enough, sufficient if Reuven has karka. Tanan awesome. Again, we'll continue the Mishnayos, and Shvius is like, Shvius is Yishami, but we don't have any Bavli. So this is like the Bavli on the Mishnah and Shvius. Tanan awesome. As Shvius Mishamatis is a Malva, Shvius is Mishamat a Milva, a loan, Bein Bishtar, Bein Shloi Bishtar. Say if it's written in a star, say if it's not written in a star, we know there's two types of halvas. Usually a milva peh, which means just between you and the malva and the loiva, you have edim. But sometimes you have a star. So mishvius is mishamit, it cancels the choiv, say if there's a star, say if there's no star. Rav Shmuel Darman Tavai, what does that mean? What is the taich in the Mishnah? Rav Shmuel Darman Tavai, Bishtar shesh by achrayis techosim. Bishtar means a star that has in it that I could collect from karka. Shaloi Bishtar means she'ein by achrayis techosim. Shaloi Bishtar means there's a document, but doesn't say in it that we could collect from your karka, that your karka is meshubit to the choiv. And kol shkei milva peh, and for sure cancel milva peh, which is the smallest of the choivis. Even both these type of shtaros, one star that has a shibud and no shibud, it cancels, and of course it cancels milva peh. Rav Yechon, Rav Shimon Lakos, Shtar Matavayu, Bishtar she'ein by achrayis techosim. Shtar means Shtar she'ein by achrayis techosim, and that gets cancelled by Shvius. Shaloi Bishtar means milva peh. Ava Shtar she'esh by achrayis techosim, ein v'shamet. But a star that has a Chayis Techosim in it says in the star that the karka is meshubed, then the halacha is that einoy meshamet. The halacha is it's not meshamet, the star doesn't cancel the choy. Because it's so strong as a star with Shibin Techosim, it doesn't cancel the choy. So Moshe wants to know, the Chayra, I see him looking at me, we know that the Chayis Toy Cipher, every star is called, has a Chayis. The Chayis Toy Cipher, what's going on here? So I thought of a Teretz. I found that from Ram Shifts of the Teretz. Tosfos has a kash over here. Tosfos has a kash. The Gemara before in Daf Yud Ches says that Oynis Knasim Umafata, that you mezokah for milva, it's mishamtim. And even though we know that anything that's written in Bezdin is like a star, you collect from a karka. So Tosfos asks, you see mishamit. So Tosfos answers, Olim Tvei Kshapir Shiba Bishtar. It's stronger when the Shiba is in the star mamish. So if he's there, you can't see his kash. But it's more before. It's better when it's before it's in the star. That's what Ram Shif answers. There's other way to answer the kash also. There could be that if you wrote in the star, lahedya, I'm not being mashav with the karka. That's what it means. Star she'im by Christ. I wrote clearly in the star that's what it means. But upon him, what's going on over here in Al Gemara? We have machlokes. A star sheyesh by Christ the chosim is, does Shvius cancel it or not? One man the Yama says yeah. Rav Shmuel says yeah, cancel it. And Rav Yechon Mishlokes says it does not cancel it. We have a brisa that's a riot of Yechon Mishim V'Lakish. Shtar Choyv Mishamet. A Shtar Choyv is Mishamet. V'im, even though it's a Shtar Choyv, still, Shvius cancels it. Yishmer Chayas Chosim ain't Mishamet. But if it has a Chayas Chosim, it does not cancel. The first riot of Yechon Mishlokish. Tanya Yidach, another riot. Sayim when you saw the Achaz Ba'avasai. When you wrote the star, you said, you know that field over there? Exactly there on Boyer Avenue over there? It's exactly for this. Ain't a Mishamet. V'loi oid, el afilu kosav, kol nichse achroyim, v'arvoyin loch, ain't a Mishamet. Even if you write, leila afilu kosav, kol nichse achroyim, ain't a Mishamet. Even if you don't write exactly that soda, which is much more effective, even if you write any soda, the loch is ain't a Mishamet. So we have two brises that write to Yechon Mishlokish that will not cancel it if you have a very strong star. Kreve de Rav Asi. Then I'll say a story. Let's see what we paskin. Kreve de Rav Asi havle hu shtara that have a kosav echarayis echosim. The relative of Rav Asi had a star that said echarayis echosim, and he wanted to know, did Shvius cancel his chayv? Also, kamei Rav Asi. I'm like mishamet ain't a mishamet. He asked him, "Is this? Look at this document. Does Shvius cancel this or not?" I'm like ain't a mishamet. He said that no, it does not mishamet, because Heshtokal, he's a whole, ooh, I saved myself my money, I thought it was mishamet. So Shaf gave also came to Rav Yechanan. He went afterwards and speak to Rav Yechanan. Omalei mishamet. Rav Yechanan says, no, it's mishamet. Also, Rav asked the commander of Yechanan. Rav asked comes running to Rav Yechanan and says, "Omalei mishamet and mishamet. It has in it chrayis in it. Does the mishamet, is it cancel or not? Omalei mishamet." So Rav says, "What are you talking about? We have two brises like you. You held out like that. Amaru do amar ain't a mishamet." He says, "It does not get canceled. So what's going on over here?" Omalei v'chinesh onu medam nasa ma'isa. We think because we have like a svara, we'll do a ma'isa. Omalei, what do you mean? V'atanya kavasei demar. It's not like your own story. You have a brisa that's a riot to you. Oh, Malay, no, the right price is not right. Dilma, he be shamai, he the omashtar, imeligvois govadomi. Be shamai shita is that a star that's imeligvois is govadomi. And therefore, there's no loyigas, there's no shmit, there's no canceling over there. But we don't hold like be shamai. So the price is not right, maybe it's only be shamai. And therefore, he held that it was a good child, he wasn't sure if it's be shamai or not, he wasn't sure. Learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos. Hamalves chaveroi moyos al mashkin. What about when you lend money, you get a mashkin a loiva? The loiva gives you his Rolex watch, and you give him money. You give him $10,000. V'amoyis shoreish lebezin, or you moyis shoreish lebezin. The lachas the Mishnah holds ein mishamtim. There's no shmita. There's no canceling. So Mora says bishlo moyis shoreish lebezin. There we understand tafshlu beidina, because there. There's the bezin holding onto the star. Therefore, it's no lo yigais or it's kilu gavidami. So therefore, we're going to stand over there. Why there's no canceling the chayiv? Now, just take a stop here. Tosis learns this din is the raistig din. But before we had Rashi, the Tosis brings that Rashi that, and the Rashi is over here actually. That's even moisture raisa is only that's hefker bezin hefker. It's part of the takana of prusbul. The only reason why. Half the beginning works. Rashi says that hefker and hefker. Be'etzem doesn't work be'etzem. But just because I'm holding the star doesn't mean it's my chayv. It's a hefker be'etzem hefker then. V'gavim malva le'kuna be'le'igos. Like upon the Moses Bishlam, Moshe we understand. Ela malva le'mashkin, my time, why doesn't Shvias cancel the chayv? Just because I'm holding his Rolex watch, that means there's no canceling the chayv. Amarava, Moshe Metapaslev, because I'm holding on to his mashkins, therefore I don't have to be teveim. All I have to do is keep the watch, and that's enough. Therefore, it's not called lo yigais. So therefore, the shvius will not cancel it. A lot of times, the upmach was when they made up a chayiv is they lent money to a loiva, and a loiva had an extra bungalow, and I lived in his chatzah, I lived in his bungalow until you pay me back. So chayiv that's a mashkin. Tell me there's no shmita on that, and Abaye knew it wasn't true. Right, knew in this case it was shmita. Amalei. Shani Mashkin is different. The Konalei Rabbi Yitzchak. A Mashkin of that a Metaltlim, the halach is, you are actually Koina the Mashkin. The Konalei. And if it gets lost, you're Chai Bacharis. You own it actually. It's like a Govidami. Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Menayel Vachoyev, Shekoina Mashkin. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Lachoti Yetzdaka. It says in the Pasuk where you have to return a Mashkin. It says that if the guy sleeps with this Mashkin, you have to give it back at night. If someone uses it by day, you have to give it back by day. And it says, Lachoti Yetzdaka. It ain't a koina, it's not his. Stalker Menayin. Mekalim Bachoyev is koina Mashkin. See from here, that is koina Mashkin. That's a Ritzka Halacha. So Gemara is saying the reason why there's no, the Shvita does not cancel the Chayiv. The reason is because since he has the Mashkin and he's koina the Mashkin, so is Kagavi Dami. And but a Chatzir there, it's not a Metaltlim. So there's no Kenyan. He's just sitting on his field, squatting on his field. That's not called a Kenyan. And therefore, there, Taka Shvita will cancel the Chayiv.